Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so round.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen for you there. My website is www.jbsba.com, and please be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. Thousands and thousands of you have, and we appreciate that very much. We like sending our free letter out to you every week. It comes every week on Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead, and we appreciate all of you who participate in that, and thank you for all the great comments, the nice things, sometimes even sweet things that some of you say to me. I like that. That makes me feel better. But if you have a constructively critical thought that you'd like to mention, that'll be fine too. We always try to get better around here. And that's one of the reasons why we have Kristen Arnold join us on the show from time to time, because she helps us get better. She's one of our team. Actually, she is our team expert. And she's the lady who helps companies all over the country and halfway around the world build their organizations into teams and function as teams. She's the author of Team Energizers as well as Team Basics, and she's our good friend. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Why, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you wanted to talk today about something you call the team litmus test?
The team litmus test.
Now, is this where we dip our teams into some kind of solution or something?
No, this is to find out how well your teams are working.
Oh, okay.
And so, listeners, listen up. I have 10 questions, and you can answer one of three ways.
This is not going to be like homework, is it, Kristen?
No. And actually, you can find this on a paper version in my newsletter, which has thousands and thousands of people subscribed to it.
Thousands.
Count them. And the team litmus test, you can either say to a question, this is very true. This happens a lot with my team. It's true for the most part. Or you can say, definitely not true.
Okay.
So it's one of three answers.
So it's either very true, somewhat true.
Mm-hmm.
or not true. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got this.
So first and foremost, when your team comes together, and that can be a staff meeting, it can be a team of suppliers that you bring together, it can be anytime you bring a group of people together in your business, okay? Number one, do you have and follow an agenda, whether it's written down or in your head? Do you think through, here's the first thing I want to do, the second thing I want to do, and the third thing I want to do? Is that very true, true, or not true? So help you God.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a I don't have the list of 10 in front of me, Kristen, but is there going to be one in there about, do you even have team meetings? See, you're presuming that people have team meetings, aren't you?
Well, you know what? You do have a team meeting whether you call it or not.
Ah, it could be just going down the hall where you shout a ya-ya at the other person, right?
Whenever you bring two or more people together to achieve some kind of purpose, that is bringing a team together.
I see. All right.
Okay. So that's a good point there, Jim.
What do you think about the agenda? And hopefully I'm not, you slap my hand if I'm getting ahead of you here. What on the agenda thing, how important is it to have not only have an agenda and not only have it written down, but distribute it in advance?
Well, you're catching me ahead of time on this litmus test, though.
Am I getting ahead of you?
No, that's okay. But it's important that you at least know what it is that you want to accomplish in your meeting.
Somebody needs to, doesn't they?
Otherwise, your meeting goes from 15 minutes to 15 hours.
I got you.
And it's important that you share with your teammates what it is that you want to do so that they can come prepared. Not everybody likes to think off the top of their heads.
Right.
People actually like to think ahead of time and say, oh, let me come prepared to this.
Right. All right.
Okay, so number two. On the agenda, are there multiple people scheduled to lead different parts of the meeting? Or are you the only talking head in the room?
All right, so is this a democracy or is it a dictatorship? Very true, true. Now, what's the difference between very true and true?
Very true is happens a lot, all the time.
All the time.
And true is like, well, most of the time, on some occasions.
All right.
Because it's real easy to hog the spotlight and make it your meeting.
Right.
But if you really want to see if a team is working well, and all of these questions are a casual observer, if they walked into the room, they could say, yeah, that's a pretty good functioning team.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I had a client when I was a consultant, and I had a client that just wasn't, he had plenty of good people, he had lots of teams, but the company was not hitting on all cylinders. And I found out that they were never getting together in a sit-down meeting, ever.
Probably.
And I said, you know, why don't we schedule one of those? And I sort of helped them. We came up with kind of a loose agenda, mm-hmm. and nothing heavy because they'd never done it before. And so, and this was an old company. And so they had been successful in spite of themselves, actually. So anyway, there were about eight or so of his people sitting in the conference room. And he and I were sitting off to the side a little bit, and they all sat down and looked at me, and I tossed an agenda out on the table, and they looked at it, and the owner and I didn't say anything at all. They looked at the agenda. They started working together, and we sat there as if we were watching a play and watched those people have a very successful meeting. They were hungry for this.
Absolutely.
And I looked over at him and I said, my work here is done. I left.
See, teams are great for planning things, organizing things, coordinating things, aligning things, evaluating. They are not good for doing the real work of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be a balance between how much planning and coordination, because you do need planning and coordination and evaluating and getting better. But at the end of the day, you still need to go back to your Dilbert pod and do real
right.
work.
But so, isn't that the problem with small businesses, is that we're so busy doing the work, we actually are afraid to break ourselves away from customers and that sort of thing to actually do some planning and strategy?
Well, the smart people aren't afraid of it.
Right, but isn't that where the rub is, though, typically?
It is. It is. And one practice that's really helpful for small businesses is periodically, like every day or maybe every other day, is to do a huddle that you bring your direct reports around you, and for no more than 5 or 10 minutes, just go around and go, what are we working on? What's your top mm-hmm. three priorities? Just so that you can get some clarity about what's important.
Right, absolutely. Stand by, Christian. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got more litmus test questions for you. You love this stuff, don't you? 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend, Christian Arnold. After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend, Christian Arnold. And Christian, I want you to tell us the name of your company, give us your website, tell us what's there.
Our company name is Quality Process Consultants, and our website is www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
The Extraordinary
Team. Or Extraordinary Team, either one will get you there.
Okay.
Because we help teams be extraordinary, beyond the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And if you go there, Jim, we have a newsletter that you can sign up. Free newsletter, comes out once a quarter, so we don't bombard you.
It's a good one, too, folks.
Thank you so much. And this quarter's newsletter has this team litmus test on it. So if you go there and sign up, you can download the litmus test. And there's lots of resources there that help you build high-performance teams.
Now, you also, when you go out and work with your folks, you do things like getting them together, getting them to think together in coordinated ways. I mean, you do a lot of different things. You work with don't you help teams with their training, facilitate their training too?
I do. I help teams learn team skills, and I train other people to do what I do, which mm-hmm. is facilitate teams
inside the company.
Mm-hmm.
So that they only have to use you a couple of times a year, not every day.
That's right.
All right, very good stuff. So check that out, folks, and they can contact you. If they want to contact you, they can do that on the website, right?
Absolutely.
So I encourage you. And can they buy your books there?
They can.
Team Basics.
God, you're so good.
Team Energizers, email. Well, you do good stuff. And there are not a lot of people out there who do what you do. And I think this is very important. What you do is very important. And, you know, I want the resource that is you to be available to folks.
Oh, shucks.
And so I'm always glad to tell people about you. All right, let's talk about this litmus test. We're still dipping our employees in this litmus test here,
okay,
folks.
Okay, question number three is, does the team meet as scheduled? Let's say you have a staff meeting that meets every Monday morning. Whether you're there or not, whether you're on vacation or you're sick or you're out meeting with a client, does that team still meet if you aren't there?
You know, I found, and by the way, folks, this is a very true, which I still am not sure I know what the difference is, and then almost never. Those are the answers that you get. And I didn't write this, folks. I just read it. Kristen, I find that having the meeting and being productive in the meeting is not as hard for our group as saying, okay, we're going to meet every Monday morning at 9 o'clock and actually making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it might be Monday afternoon by the time everything settles down and whatever. But that's having it, by golly, at 9 o'clock every Monday, whether, you know, regardless of who's there, that's been the hard part.
Right. And you can tell a high performing team if they make it happen.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course,
or
if
you reschedule it,
can we cut the team some slack if it's a little team, and they don't meet at 9 every Monday? Maybe it's like 11 sometimes.
Well, see, now that would just be a different ground rule.
Okay.
The question is, does the team meet as scheduled? If you have your schedule saying we're going to meet sometime on Monday, and it's flexible, preferably 9, but if that doesn't work, it's okay to switch it to 11, and here's how we do it. That is still meeting
on
your schedule.
I feel so much better now. Okay.
Do you feel better?
I feel much better. What about
listeners? Do you feel better? I hope you feel better.
I think they feel better.
But are you following your commitments? That's really what that question's asking.
Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing when you start having meetings, folks. It will amaze you at what you're going to learn about the functionality and the dysfunctionality of your company. Isn't it, Kristen?
Ooh, absolutely true.
Because a
meeting is a snapshot of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens in your meeting is happening on your shop floor. It's happening in your back office.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to be able to, and you need to have those snapshots. Now, I'm glad you're talking about this because I think this is one of the big deficiencies in a lot of small businesses. They just don't have, you know, big companies tend to have too many meetings,
mm-hmm.
but little companies have too few meetings. That's the Blasingame law of meetings. Is that big companies have too many, small companies have too few. All right, what's number four?
Okay, number four is that a casual observer cannot tell who the formal team leader is, e.g. the boss.
Yeah.
If I walk into a meeting and I can tell who is the boss, that doesn't bode well for collaborative teamwork.
Well, see, around here, they can tell because I'm the one with the crown on my head.
Absolutely, and we all bow down to you,
exactly,
Jim.
Exactly.
There you go. And you know what? Most of your employees do that, too. They know that you're carrying a lot of the load. You're the big kahuna. The buck stops at your desk. However, if you want teamwork, if you want to have a high-performing team, they need to have the ability to engage in a robust dialogue with you. They need to be able to have a safe and comfortable atmosphere where other people are taking the lead in a conversation.
But seriously, folks, and Kristen, we've got to wrap it up. Seriously, some of the most fun you'll have as an owner, as a business owner, is watching other members of your team working together, exclusively, you know, outside of what your conversation with them, anything that you're inputting with them, and being productive. That's very cool. Kristen, give us your website one more time.
www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
Oh, you bet.
We need to talk about this some more. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Dr. Bob Arnott. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.